Hi, Paul Slackus, Good News Planet. I'm speaking to Gene O'Toole. Hey, Gene, how are you?
Hi, Paul. I'm so happy to be here. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Great. All right. Well, you know, Gene, you're on to something here. In fact, I just had the Al Roker on NBC. I like their broadcast. And they were talking about students and about education. They weren't talking about scholarships. And that's good. And strategically increasing your winnability. I like that word. So a new book, Gene O'Toole has created. A new book reveals how to uncover hundreds of scholarships and strategically increase winnability. So over the last 15 years, you've been involved with this. And thank you for doing it. It's called Scholarship Strategies, Finding and Winning the Money You Need. Okay. So tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into that, and what people can do to find a scholarship.
Yeah, sure. And again, I'm so glad that we have this chance to talk about scholarships. Paul, it was early in my career, 15, 16 years ago, that I was actually working as one of the distinguished speakers for Making Account, which at that time, this goes back some years, Making Account was a national leadership program for high school students and college students. And I was one of their speakers that I was traveling around the country giving huge presentations to help students, give themselves an edge to success, whether it was in high school or in college. And Making Account was actually part of Monster, remember and recall Monster.com. And it was through this the success and leadership program and working with students that I got to have so many conversations. Whether I was in a small town or a big city on the East Coast or the West Coast, students would express all the time, after these big high school assemblies or these college orientation presentations, students would say, I am really excited for my future, but I'm also really concerned. I'm really worried about how I'm going to make college happen, how I'm going to afford it. Even if it was a student who had a family who had saved some money to be able to make college happen, students would express to me over and over again, Paul, that they were just so worried about their parents having to spend this enormous amount of money for their education. And it really resonated with me. I was the first person in my family to go to college. And I remember those, last years of high school, scrambling, trying to find some scholarships. And, don't get me wrong, I found some, I won some, but like so many people here in the United States and frankly around the world who have to pay for education, it wasn't enough, and I was one of those thousands of students signing my name to a big portion of student loans. And, I said, this is what it's going to be. I'm going to get my education. And then, like so many students, I'm going to just make that plan to pay off those student loans. Well, these conversations, Paul, that I was having with literally thousands of students across the country really inspired me to do some research to find another way. And it's through that research that I uncovered all of these opportunities that exist in terms of private scholarship dollars. Money is from companies, organizations, individuals, foundations. Scholarships were, if you win that money, you can use it at any college or university that you're going to. And I realized that so many students, and definitely myself, I didn't know about those opportunities. And if students could take action on the money that was actually out there, they really could change their situation.
I see the statistic you have on your website, which is very interesting, connections101.com. There are more than 44 million borrowers in the United States who collectively owe $1.5 trillion in student loan debt. That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, and you know, it's actually expected that that $1.5 trillion is going to rise to $1.6 probably by the end of this year. And as I talk with you, it's 2020, but you know, that number is just continuing to increase. Paul, that number of, you know, of borrowers, it's not just that young person in their early 20s who has graduated from college. We are talking with families and with individuals every single month who, you know, might even fall into the category of being in their 40s, their 50s. I spoke with someone recently in their 60s who was still paying back their student loans. So this is not just impacting people at the beginning of their life. This student loan debt, it's impacting individuals throughout their life. And, you know, whether any of your listeners out there, you know, have a child in who is, you know, planning on going to college or not, it's impacting all of us, right? I mean, I know that there are people who are putting off buying homes because of student loan debt, putting off buying companies or, you know, buying companies and starting businesses and running businesses because of student loan debt. If we can remove this obstacle, it really can transform not just an individual's situation, but it can truly impact our whole community.
You know, because I have a daughter, and because we, so this is going back 40 years, you know, had that responsibility that we said one day we have to pay for her college. And, you know, we in our scenario, she did get some scholarships in the end, but we started saving, okay? Like 40 years ago, we put our money in treasury notes at that time, which was secure money. Stable, you bought it at 95, you sold, they gave it to you after some years at 100. You know, we saved up $100,000, I remember. And I was making like $12,000 a year in those days. Just the way salaries were a long time ago. I mean, and if we didn't do that, we didn't pay for her college, or save that money, and we were responsible in that regard, you know, she probably couldn't have gone to college so easy, and to a, you know, a private college. I mean, so it's really a hardship. I mean, you know, we have great education, but, and now I hear, you know, $250,000 or whatever it is to go to college, that's an astronomical amount of money. I mean, how can anybody recover from that almost?
It is an astronomical amount of money, and unfortunately the number has no indication that those numbers will certainly ever lower, never mind stop increasing. I'm so glad for your daughter that, you know, she was able to pursue her education without the worry of, you know, of student loan debt and the educational burden. But I want to acknowledge your family for the savings that you did. You know, one thing, though, that I point out to families all the time is there are these private scholarships, these outside scholarships that can and should be stacked on top of any opportunities that a college or university ultimately, you know, hopefully offers that student, right? These private dollars, they can actually begin, you know, you can begin to search and win some of these scholarship dollars as early. And this is a big piece of information that a lot of people don't know, Paul. You can search and actually win some of these scholarships beginning as early as elementary school. There are scholarships for kids as young as 5 and 6 years old in elementary school. And you know, if a family you know, wanted to, they could start that scholarship process so much earlier than those last couple of years of high school. And literally, you know, strategically, you know, apply for monies and, you know, potentially have those piles of money in scholarships even before that student has reached their, you know, junior or senior year in high school. And you know, any monies that a family maybe has set aside in savings, what if, this is what I think about, and this is what gets me so excited, you know, what if that family who has, you know, saved those dollars, like you saved those dollars for your daughter, what if those monies that the family has saved, what if they then could be used for their son or daughter to buy property, you know, start companies, you know, use that money as seed money for other dreams, other investments, and other ways to help them build their life. And let that, and you know, because the scholarships are there, and they are, you know, you start piling up those monies, and we're talking thousands and thousands of dollars. I've had students who have won anywhere from $20,000 to $200,000, you know, using the strategies that we put together to help people find these opportunities quickly and also identify which ones you have the best chances of winning.
Jean, you got a lot of good information here. I put win scholarships as early as elementary school. So
yeah.
Let's do this. You got a lot of good information here. The book is really special, Scholarship Strategy, Finding and Winning the Money You Need. We can speak again in another moment. You know, so let me just ask you one quick question, and then two quick questions, okay? One quick question. Now with this virus scenario, we're here on April 14th, 2020. Anything that somebody should know?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. So first of all, this is the ideal time. Absolutely ideal time when students across America are you know, being kept home from school and we're in self-isolation. This is a really fantastic time for students to use some of this extra time that they are not able to do some of their extracurricular activities to be looking for and applying for scholarships. Just because we are in self-isolation with the coronavirus, it is not stopping the applications from having deadlines. And there are applications, some applications may require an essay. Some applications, though, may only require, you know, some creativity on the part of a student. One scholarship that comes to mind, and this is just to give your listeners an example that, you know, scholarships are not all related to grades or sports or, you know, what you want to do with your life. There's a scholarship, one example I love to give is the Zombie Apocalypse Scholarship, right? So this is just simply a creative writing exercise, and it's been going on for years. It's open to students in the United States age 13 and up, and you simply just need to write a couple of paragraphs about how you would battle a zombie apocalypse. And deadline is always Halloween. But you know, there's a lot of different scholarships out there, and students would be surprised. This is a great opportunity also to start just organizing and pulling out. This is a strategy that I mentioned in my book that is a super time saver for families to expedite out a lot of applications quickly without a lot of effort. And what that is, what I'm going to suggest is this is a good time for students to start digging through their computers, looking through their past thumb drives that they have hanging around, and look for any of their past homework assignments with papers, projects, essays, or poems that they wrote for a class within the past 4 years and they got at least a B on it. If you didn't get a B on it, probably don't want to use it. But if you got at least a B on an assignment you had for a class, let's now look for a scholarship related to that. You know, Paul, there's this misconception that all these scholarships that we apply to have to relate to what we want to do with our life, and that's just not the case. A student could take a poem that they wrote for an English class, maybe even a couple of years ago for an assignment, apply to any number of the literally tons of poetry scholarships that there are out there, take that money and pay for their future engineering degree or business degree or whatever it is that they're looking to do.
Gene, last quick question. What's peace for you?
Peace. What's peace for me?
What makes you peaceful?
We're
involved with world peace, International
yes.
Day of Peace. As people,
yes.
What is peace for them? What's peace for you?
Peace for me is taking a pause and recognizing in gratitude for what we all have in common in a given moment. And I try to take that moment every day as I start my day, and realizing that especially now, even when we are, you know, in self-isolation, we are actually more connected than ever before. And, you know, taking that moment of, you know, peace for me is peace within, but also that that connection of all of us throughout the world, each of us trying to find our way in the world. We are more alike than we are different. And that recognition and that gratitude for the moment that we have to live this new day is truly peace for me.
Gene, you're fantastic. Gene, thank you very much for sharing with us. Best of luck with the book. We'll link over to your website, Scholarship Strategies, Finding and Winning the Money You Need, Gene O'Toole. Thanks, Gene.
Thanks, Paul. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, my pleasure. By far. Take care.